We're going to go into their meeting room.
Cardboard boxes in hand, University of Southern Indiana archivist Jennifer Green and graduate assistant Alex Hall are excited at the prospect of what they might find today and intent upon preserving it.
We're here to take out some of the paperwork and minute books and things like that, and going to discover what all kinds of stuff we have in here.
Since it was dedicated in 1917, there has been a room in the Evansville Coliseum set aside for the Grand Army of the Republic. It's a corner room on the ground floor, preserved with the furniture, trappings, and documents of the prominent post-Civil War veterans group, more commonly known as the GAR.
For now, the furniture is all staying, and they're working on getting some cooling and heating in this room for the furniture, but we need to get the paper documents pretty quickly to stop any further deterioration.
The setting looks like the group had a meeting there last night, except for a dehumidifier and plastic buckets to hold the water wrung out of the air during a scorching southern Indiana heat wave. It's a losing battle. Despite the measures to try to control temperature and humidity, the air is stuffy and sweat pops out on the brows of the researchers as they work. Green says it's not the place you would choose to store irreplaceable artifacts.
We don't generally think of archivists and librarians as having to take some sort of emergency action, but it sounds like that's what's happening here.
I think that these documents are in critical condition, and we need to make sure that they're saved now while they still can be.
The GAR ceased operations in the 1950s, according to Evansville attorney and Civil War buff Joshua Claiborne. USI was able to get ownership of the GAR materials thanks to an agreement between USI, Vandenberg County officials, the County Veterans Council, and an offshoot group of the GAR called Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War.
This is the treasure trove right here.
This is one of the main treasure troves.
What interests the researchers today is a locked cabinet in a corner of the room. The glass panel doors reveal stacks of ledgers, documents, and other items.
All kinds of things. We have minute books. We have records. We have some, looks like publications, pictorial publications of the Civil War. I'm not really sure what all's in here until we start processing it and going through the material and identifying everything. So we'll unlock this cabinet. It's been locked for quite some time. Can smell the mustiness as soon as you open it.
To Jennifer Green, that smell means they're not a moment too soon to save what's inside.
It appears there could be some scrapbooks in here, which could have material that goes all the way back to the Civil War.
Piece by piece, Evansville history unfolds as the cabinet is emptied.
1883. Now we're starting to get to the good stuff. All right. These are rolls of members. It even gives addresses.
The hall from the cabinet filled several boxes. The GAR meeting room work done for now. The researchers head into the next room, filled with tables, chairs, cabinets, a couple of artificial Christmas trees, and an old refrigerator. The refrigerator is important because, well, you won't believe what was inside. We'll tell you all about it, though, in part two. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.